With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley launching a probe into an immigrant rights group he says may be bankrolling the L.A. riots.
Senator Hawley chairs the Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism and says he wants to know whether funding for the riots came from a local nonprofit, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, or CHURLA. The organization has received funding from sources including the Department of Homeland Security. Hawley says now credible reporting suggests CHURLA may be providing logistical support and financial resources to some of those involved in the riots. Bob Agner reporting.
A deal is in the making. President Trump says China will make it easier for American industry to obtain much-needed magnets and rare earth minerals, clearing the way for the talks to continue. In return, Mr. Trump says the U.S. will have efforts to revoke the visas of Chinese nationals on U.S. college campuses. So far, though, the deal has not been signed. Google has offered buyouts to another part of its workforce. Here's John Scott with that story.
It's the latest round of cost-cutting coming ahead of a court decision that could order a breakup of its internet empire. It's not clear how many employees are affected, but the offers were made to staff in Google's search, advertising, research, and engineering units, according to the Wall Street Journal. Google employs most of the nearly 186,000 workers in the worldwide payroll of its parent company, Alphabet Incorporated. John Scott reporting.
U.S. inflation picked up slightly last month as higher prices for groceries and some imported goods were largely offset by cheaper gas and rents. Consumer prices increased 2.4% in May. This is SRN News. A new report on puberty blockers.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a two-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts who make up the UN Human Rights Committee says Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. Committee compared the abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, abortion is banned except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. This is SRN News. One of college football's most controversial coaches speaking out over concerns about his health. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Deion Sanders posted on social media that, quote, everything is okay, end quote, after not being able to attend football camps in Boulder, Colorado so far this spring. The Colorado coach's health has come into question because of his extended absence. Sanders thanked all the well-wishers on X. He added that once he arrives back in Boulder, he will give updates. The 57-year-old Sanders has dealt with issues surrounding his left foot since having two toes amputated in 2021 because of blood clot issues while at Jackson State. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
In the early 60s, he and his group held reign over the world of music. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has passed away. He was 82. More details at srnnews.com.